9:27, 4CC. We've got the Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormick, who's in town at the moment. He's got a big announcement to make with our federal member for Flynn, Ken O'Dowd, in regards to the Regional Recovery Program partnership. But first up, Ken, Beef Australia, I know you went to it yesterday, record crowds.
Record crowds, public holiday, Hammo, but I think over 15,000 I was talking to him.
Yeah.
The CEO, and he was very, very pleased with the crowd.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister was there last night. We had a big awards night in the stadium, and it went over very well. The food was excellent. Of course, centered around beef, of course.
Oh, of course, and it was best tucker.
No, it's and they're looking forward to the next few days. So it's going to be a big week for Rockhampton, big week for Central Queensland. A lot of my constituents are there with their cattle on display.
Yep.
There's people from New South Wales, which will please our Deputy Prime Minister.
Yes.
There's a couple of awards went to New South Wales.
Okay.
But, the standard and the quality of the cattle are just amazing.
Very nice. Well, speaking of our Prime Minister being in Rockhampton yesterday, we got a visit here in Gladstone today with the Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormick. Welcome to Gladstone, Michael.
Thanks, Hammo. What's your favourite steak? What's your best cut that you like?
I'm a rump.
A rump?
I love a rump. Yeah, yeah, nothing like a good rump.
A bit of a sirloin man myself.
Are you really?
Yeah. What about you, Kenny?
I'm a sirloin man.
Oh, it's 2-1. We win.
Okay. Typical politicians. Gang
it's
up
all
like
about the numbers. Yes.
You're in town to make a special announcement, Michael, with our federal member.
Well, to make two special announcements.
Oh, okay.
Hammo.
Yep.
There's $10 million coming to Gladstone under the Regional Recovery Partnerships. $5 million for a hydrogen hub.
Yep.
$5 million for what's called the Auckland Hill. We want to improve accessibility at the port. We want to it is a great port. We all know it's a deep
definitely.
Water port, but we want to make it even better for the tourist experience. We want to make it such that for those older folk who come to Gladstone, they can have better accessibility. It's going to enhance the tourism experience there at the port. But the hydrogen hub too is a most exciting announcement. I know how Ken knows that the economy of Gladstone is on the up and up. It has been. He's made absolute sure of that. The hard work, the advocacy that he has done to diversify the economy, to make sure that everything in Gladstone is what it needs to be. But this is only going to improve on that, enhance that. This hydrogen knowledge hub is going to bring all sorts of minds and intelligence and people together, the experts in the field, to ensure that hydrogen, great energy source, ability to reach its potential.
Well, hydrogen sort of basically it's got to be our future.
It has. Look, High Park is already under construction. This is going to be an exciting development. And both $5 million announcements, totaling $10 million, of course, it's good for Gladstone, it's good for the economy, and it's certainly going to help through COVID.
With Auckland Hill, Gus from the GAPDL actually mentioned that this morning and said how much of a big tick that's going to be, sort of encourage a lot more visitors to come to our region in Gladstone.
I was up there on the weekend, and it was packed. But there's a definite lack of parking and facilities up there at the Hill Little Cafe.
Yep.
It does such a good job. But he just lacks the expanse that it can do in the future. So, it's a reward for Gladstone and Central Queensland because we were one of parts of the Australian economy that kept things moving when a lot of places had died off, off. But Gladstone kept going, the Gladstone port, the tonnage kept on going. And I think this is the way out of the recovery that we're having, which is really good. The economy of Australia has really bounced and bounced quickly back to the best, I believe, the best economy in the world.
Well,
it's like Northern Oil Revival.
Yeah.
Kept churning over, kept working through, kept employing people and kept growing.
Yeah, and the budget, by all reports, is going to be pretty good.
Pretty good for regional Australia.
Yeah.
Pretty good. We've certainly invested in local roads and community infrastructure over the past 12 or so months with that. Every one of the 537 councils, including this one, getting a part of the $1.5 billion in money to spend on roads and community infrastructure. And look, I'm really I'm really pleased with the way the budget has been framed. It's certainly going to be good for regional Australia. And definitely. We know, Hamo, Ken certainly knows that regional Australia is the best place in which to live, and it's certainly the safest through COVID. It has been. It's proven that. And this budget will reflect that.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be moving anywhere real quick.
Why would you? Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Federal Member for Flint, Ken O'Dowd. Thank you, Kenny. And
thanks,
our Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormick. Enjoy
thanks,
your
Hamo.
Stay in Central Queensland.
Always do.
We've turned the weather on for you.
Looking forward to being.